Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Come on in, sit down, relax, and spend this next 2 hours with me. Oh, my goodness. I guess the stories I could tell you, that's just how I always do it here at the coffee house, right? My daddy's been sick. I was sick the week before, which was horrible. I don't recall ever being sick the way that I was sick. And for 8 days. You know, my glands were swollen. It was very hard for me to talk. It was hard for me to swallow. And through that time of me being sick, I still had to care for my daddy, who's now going on 92. And I was praying and praying that I wasn't going to get him sick, you know. But I did know deep down in my gut, you know, the likeliness was pretty good that he would. And he did. The thing is that the symptoms are very different. And so to me, it almost seemed like allergies. Now, it does, I will say this, every year my daddy and I and, my oldest daughter and my granddaughter generally would get sick at this time of year. And the doctor basically was saying that it probably was kind of like allergies, that there is something in the community that we live. There's tons of trees and bushes and flowers all around our home. And so I do honestly think it that is a big, big factor as to why we get sick at this time of year. And it's weird to say sick if it's based off of allergies, right? But man, allergies can just like tear you up. So anyway, I thought that's what it was with my daddy. Yet coughs and coughs and coughs and has a lot of phlegm in him, and I tell him he needs to spit it out and, you know, get that out of his system, that we don't want it to go into his lungs and this and that. And it is a struggle. It is really a struggle to deal with him being sick right now. I knew that it was going to be challenging being the caretaker of my father, you know. But I, even at that, knowing, I don't think that I really, really was prepared, you know, for what I would be going through. And it almost feels like I'm really, really the parent now. And I don't like that. I don't like being the parent of one of the most amazing men I have ever experienced in my life, and blessed to say that he's my father. I say things to him and he glares at me and snaps at me and either doesn't want to respond or doesn't hear what I say. And my children always say, "Mom, you talk so loud to him." And maybe I do, because I think he's not hearing me. I don't know. But he has kept me up for nights, you know. And it's not his fault. I'm paying attention. I'm listening to what's going on with him. My room is right above his, and so I've not gotten much sleep. Except last night I did. I'm saying at least 4 hours of sleep, so I'm feeling way better than I have been. And then yesterday I was able to get a nap in for about 3 hours. But he doesn't want to go to the doctor. I talked to his pharmacist to see what they think. And the suggestion of the medication, you know, over-the-counter medication, actually I think is working. I did tell him that if we can't get this cough under control, especially at nighttime, he's going to the doctor, you know. And again, he glared at me and he's like, "Fine," you know. And so I want to thank everybody who's been aware of what's going on with, you know, myself and with my daddy, for all your wonderful well wishes and prayers. I appreciate it because I do believe in the power of prayer. I really, really, really do believe in the power of prayer, and I'm so very, very blessed. And so, you know, I get it when people shouldn't share, like, too much personal stuff. I like to share certain things. I don't share everything I go through, but I like to share certain things just because sometimes somebody else might be going through it, or somebody else might go through it, or it may just stop and make you think. I have a industry friend that is also taking care of her elderly father, and she's like, Flava, we need to start a support group. And sometimes I do really think that we should do that because I think that if we can get to the point we can share stories, we can share advice, we can maybe even get to the point of laughing, it will help us, you know, to be a part of a collective of people that maybe get what we're going through. I don't know how many of you have experienced taking care of an elderly parent or grandparent in your home. Sometimes even if they're staying in a nursing facility or a retirement community, that can be challenging going to visit and all of that. But to have an elderly, you know, parent or grandparent in the home with you, it's challenging. And I think especially for somebody like my father who's going on 92, he doesn't get that he's lived a very, very blessed life. He doesn't get that he is way healthier than people that are even 20 years younger than him. And so, yeah, so continue to pray. As always, I pray for all of you, you know, because I think that the most important thing that we really, really need in our worlds is peace in our soul. You know, to be able to find that way, whether it's coming and listening to some great music, reading books, meditating, you know, exercising, whatever it is, we need to find that place and way of finding peace in our soul. So thank you so much for being here at the Coffee House. I'm going to jump into some music. You know how it is on Saturdays. I got to listen for my daddy. He generally doesn't get up right after my show starts like he'd had been. So I still need to listen for him and get him his breakfast going, whatever that's going to look like. I don't have it planned out this morning like I normally do just because I need to base it off of how he's actually feeling. So anyway, I'm going to jump into some music, and I'm going to start out with Robert G with his new single, All This Love.
Oh, baby.
Give it to you.
head, shake my head and smile. Cause you really drive me wild, babe. I know you heard about me all over town, about the love I'm putting down. But the truth they don't know for sure. Now the truth, my dear, is knocking at your door. All this love is waiting for you. This love is waiting for you. All this love is waiting for you. You.
Yeah. Excuse me, King Dro.
Yeah, what is it, Art Will?
I need to talk to you for a minute, man. We've been doing this for a while. I think it's time I do something different.
Something different? Something different from this, Pippin? What you gonna do?
I gotta break free. I gotta be me. Cause I can never be what you want me to be. I gotta spread my wings. I gotta soar. Cause I'm not happy here anymore. I gotta break free. I gotta be me. Cause I can never be what you want me to be. I gotta spread my wings. I gotta fly away. I said I gotta fly away. I'm from the city where the cops kill niggas at random. So we take it to the streets on top of whips having tantrums. This my new anthem, better yet my mantra. I can't let these streets turn me into a monster. I feel the change coming on, getting tired of my mama asking when I'm coming home. I wanna be stone free, living down like Jimi Hendrix. As my music lives forever, now that'd be splendid. I'm getting sick of this pressure, I'm feeling like Heath Ledger. On the verge of Cobain, I can't stand all this rain. I didn't bring an umbrella. And I've been on this grind ever since I was a young fella. And it ain't got no better, just a little wetter. I'm big like Biggie, Versace, Coogee, sweaters. But what that really matter in a game of life? Like when your heat goes boom and you wasn't aiming it right. I gotta break free, I gotta be me. Cause I can never be what you want me to be. I gotta spread my wings, I gotta soar. Cause I'm not happy here anymore. I gotta break free, I gotta be me. Cause I can never be what you want me to be. I gotta spread my wings, I gotta fly away. I said I gotta fly away.
Yo, cause I don't fit in these boxes. Round hole, square peg, sick of these options.
Believe it, I am not
a different entity rising. Feet first, 10 toes, readily vibing.
Ahead and no stopping.
Plus my hustle's evolving. Mind is dream merchants here peddling problems.
You gotta watch.
Nope, I'm not buying. Natural selection, yup, it's all dogging.
On some uncommon market.
Galapagos Island, juicy, new breed, genus and phylum.
Adam up and Java.
Pythagoras shouting, meaning and down with math in my style.
What you know about
most in this world ain't got shit. Radio hits still talking about balling.
The construct is fraudulent.
But I just stick to my calling. Do me break free, reaping my harvest.
I gotta break free, I gotta be me. Cause I can never be what you want me to be. I gotta spread my wings, I gotta soar. Cause I'm not happy here anymore. I gotta break free, I gotta be me. Cause I can never be what you want me to be. I gotta spread my wings, I gotta fly away. I said I gotta fly away.
Everything is critical when you're an individual surrounded by the pitiful people trying to belittle you. Used to move chemicals, now I spit syllables. That's a part of the integral works of a general. See, I feel the dead every time I feel my breath. Waist deep in the game, I can't feel my legs. Took something for the pain, can't feel the meds. Even if you decapitate me, I'm still ahead. You keep green, I'm large on the street scene. Doper than real cream and hard like a steel beam. Do you niggas even know what real means? You ain't from the block if you don't know what a pill means. Look, if you broke then the grind will help. Then get a map in the mirror, homie, find yourself. While you rapping about bricks, take the mic out your ass. You ain't rapping about shit, break free.
I gotta break free, I gotta be me. Cause I can never be what you want me to be. When I gotta break free, I gotta be me. Cause I can never be what you want me to be.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I'll be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am.
You pick my battered soul from day one, my resurrection. Used to feel completely empty until that you mentioned hope, birth, but in the best way. Even on that first day, my heart will forever stay. So wax, you lift the wick, you melted. Every moment, always knew that you were my selection. I spit hard, hard and jargon in every direction. What was good was gone, cuts turned into infection. Days passed, not a second, you're not in my
Don't wanna know what the Great Depression was to turn your back. Wish I would've worked harder to make a better impression. Yes, I learned my lesson.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I will be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me,
yeah,
for who I am.
There's no comparison, you made it easy to choose. You're a standout in a line of women taller than you. Your heart is soft, your personality so bold. You make it warmer whenever you enter a room that's cold. That's why I love, trust, and confide in you. When you're not around, you're wrapped around my mind too. I'm thankful for your presence, your beauty, your iridescence. How do I put into words that my life has been replenished by you? You're my better half, lover, friend, my center act. You stole the whole show the first time you kissed me back. I realized that I have been a selfish fool. Please remember why we got the same tattoo. Mine etched on my wrist, it's all respect. All the days were always meaningful, ever to me. So please give me a chance to pay this debt back and prove to you I'll do what it takes to put us on the right track.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I will be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am again.
Don't leave me out here in the cold. Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go. Feeling like I got nowhere to go. Don't leave me out here in the cold. Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go. Feeling like I got nowhere to go. Can I give a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I'll be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am.
Hey, can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I will be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world?
Wait a minute, hold on.
Right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flavor Coffee House here on Flavor Marlex Radio. How are you doing? Come on in, sit down, relax. Playing some great, great independent music for you and sharing some stories and thoughts with you. I hear my daddy's getting up, and so he hasn't come out of his room yet. So I'll be jumping back into playing some great music for you. But in this last set, I played Robert G. with All This Love, going into Lamone with High Off You. And then a local talent, King Drove, with his piece Break Free, featuring another local talent, Julie C., going into, another local talent's J.C. Flow with Fire to Our World featuring Shea Black, and then closing out that set with the Brown Edition with Squiggle Buzz. I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing. I always play a variety of sounds, very, very diverse group of musical talents when I do the Flavor Coffee House show. So I hope you, you know, might get a taste of a flavor that you're not necessarily used to, and it might just kind of pique your interest. If you ever have any questions about the artists that I play here on Flavor Marlex Radio, feel free to send me a message at radio@flavornews.com, and I'd be more than happy to, you know, answer your questions, tell you more about the artists, you know, point you in the direction where you can get to know the artists, or better yet, find their music. So anyway, I hope you're doing well this Saturday. I'm looking out the weather to see what type of temperature it might be. It looks like it might be a little cool, but it does not look like it's going to rain. So that's always a blessing here. It is so green. It's so beautiful this spring. And you know me. If you watch me on Facebook, I love this view out of my office window. I really, really do. It's colorful. It just feels fresh. And it was so funny. I was having a conversation with my youngest daughter who lives with me here at the house. And I was telling her how I just kind of felt a bit trapped, you know, because it is challenging taking care of an elderly parent. And, you know, especially when they're sick and you're concerned about pneumonia and concerned with them falling, you know, because their bones are so brittle, and Daddy has very little muscles in his legs, so his strength is not good right now. Although he still gets out of bed, he still, you know, gets himself dressed. It takes him a lot longer, but it's something that he's determined to do, so I support that. But he doesn't have very much strength, and so I don't want him to fall. I don't. My grandma, his mother, when I was a teenager, she lived till she was 94, and she fell and broke her hip, and when that happened, she never got out of bed, you know, and she did pass away at the family home, and I don't want my daddy to go through that. You know, I just really don't. I don't want him to go through, you know, breaking bones and all of that. Cause, but I will say he's lived a very, very full life, you know, and I try to remind him on a regular basis, even though he's a man of God, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, when you believe that you may just question things. And he's really, really questioning, you know, this aging process. He is not digging it at all. He wants the doctor to tell him this is normal. He wants a book to tell him that this is normal, what he's going through. And I tried to tell him the other day, you know, how many people has the doctor actually seen that has lived past the age of 90? I don't think too many, you know, and, you know, especially ones that are still up and walking and getting dressed and all of that, even though he's pretty much housebound, you know, he's able to get up and use a walker to get around and all. So I tell him all the time, Daddy, just be grateful. Find a place in your heart and soul where you can just give thanks for how healthy you are and how you've had a great life. But he struggles with that. He really, really does. So I do hear him coughing, so I don't know if he'll be popping out of his room soon. So I'm going to jump back into playing some more music for you and, you know, get my daddy taken care of. So let's see. What direction do I want to go now? What direction? You know what? I'm going to play a piece by one of my favorite artists, and I'm really excited that he's actually a part of Spectra Jazz also. But I featured him some years back here on Flava, well, Flava News Radio at that time, and I just really, really think he's pretty special. I don't know. There's something about his essence, and you know, he's traveling constantly, whether he's playing as a solo artist or whether he's playing backup for Brian McKnight. So he's always on the road performing. He's writing new music. He's working on a new project right now. So I want to play Matt Cusin with his piece, Comfortable.
pictures that aren't being taken. I loved you, gray sweatpants, no makeup, so perfect. Our love was comfortable and so
in the morning, your love starts my day. though the touch of your hand makes my pulse react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical. Da war hier da auf dem Wies, da auf dem Weg, auf dem
we'll be right back. keep asking myself, why do I, do I, do I put myself through this? When you don't love me, thank you.
wouldn't even let him talk. All he could do was walk away. He was gone and it was too late for me to say.
It's just that ugly heart of me.
Just that ugly heart.
Thank you for bearing with me. I finally got my daddy taken care of. Oh, my goodness. He woke up on the grumpy side of the bed. Let me just drink some more peppermint tea or whatever. I asked him if he was feeling better because he didn't cough that so much last night. And, you know, he came back with a negative response. And I said, are you honestly not feeling better? And he said, I guess I just want to feel a certain way. I'm like, okay, so... Anyway, ooh, let me tell you the challenges of taking care of an elderly parent, and especially when they are not feeling well, that, oh my goodness. Well, I hope you enjoyed the music that I played. I did play some long tracks because I've been going up and down and up and down the stairs. Got my exercise just now, trying to pay attention to what's going on with my dad and get him. I did make him some coffee. I've been making him drink tea lately. He wasn't happy with that, so I did make him some coffee since he wasn't up, you know, coughing all night and stuff. And now I finally got him his breakfast. So anyway, in this last set I played Matt Cusin with Comfortable, going into Maurice Johnson with On the Radio, then Butch Harrison with Dreamin', Raj Jalari with What's Love Got to Do, featuring Monique Brooks Roberts, going into my buddy Michael Pollard with Mountains and Stars, and then Nikki G, produced by Paris Tune down there in Arizona, featuring Morris Allen with Be All Right, and then closing out the set with Avery Sunshine with Ugly Part of Me. I hope you're enjoying the music that I play, because this is all about supporting amazing underground independent artists. I know that it really, really appears that I support, you know, mostly music, but honestly, I support any art form that comes my way. I don't know if it's just that the musical talents are a little bit more aggressive than others. I'm not sure, you know, but of course, you know, I do radio shows, which it just works out to play music, right? I really would love to get some audio excerpts of books from authors. I think that would be absolutely amazing to be able to have the opportunity to help them, in a sense, sell their books by just a little snippet of a really good reading. There is a very big difference in how you read excerpts from books, and if you're not able to do it yourself, there's some great voices out there that could do it for you. So I would encourage any author that has a book to sell to consider, you know, putting together an audio excerpt of books. But I love paintings. I love chefs. I love just, you know, all art forms, and have such an appreciation. Been really, really thinking about Flavor Coffee House, the physical building that is where I was birthed and where this show was birthed from. And, you know, I knew that when I built it exactly what the feel I wanted to have, bright colors, eclectic furniture, a variety of talents, you know, just kind of something that embraced diversity. And that's what I try to do here on, especially my coffee house shows, is to just embrace diversity. Sometimes when you're exposed to something that you may not have ever thought about stepping out and exposing yourself to, sometimes you might have an appreciation for a new sound, a new look, you know, a new feel. And so that's why I do what I do. And it really, really came from, you know, within the walls of my baby, my coffee house. And honestly, sometimes I really miss making coffee. It's funny that I really wasn't a coffee drinker prior to building Flavor Coffee House, but once I was trained really well to be a barista, I really, really grew to appreciate the art of it. And I don't know how many baristas really, really take the time to make that a craft. Develop, you know, just that beautiful, beautiful, fine crema and taste and experience. I know that at the station on Beacon Hill, the baristas up there are really amazing and doing a great job in creating kind of the whole atmosphere and feeling of, you know, the experience of drinking a cup of coffee. So anyway, was really, really thinking about, you know, Flava. And I know people have asked me, you know, would I ever open another Flava coffee house? And man, do you, I even understand what I lost in having Flava. It's really hard being a small business owner. It is. It's much safer having a business that you can run out of your home because you don't have all the expenses and overheads that you do when you have a physical building. I don't think that people understand the licensing and permitting and you know, inventory that you have to carry when you have a business and the people that you have to pay, you know, from accountants to the taxes and, you know, I had to pay to have my sign on my building. And I don't think that people really, really understand, you know, what a small business owner has to go through, you know, in actually having a physical building. So someday, whatever happened, I'm not going to say it never, you know. But I definitely embrace the fact that I had that opportunity and experience to create something really, really special. And the beautiful thing is it's not just me that thinks it was a special place. There are many people that have reminded me over and over and over how much Flava Coffee House meant to them and what a great experience they had when they walked through their door. So shout out to all of those people. You know, I'm going to bring up a funny topic, and it's something I bring up from time to time online and everything, but I'm going to bring it up just because it came to mind last night, and why it came to mind, I'm not sure. But there are a bunch of women that really, really love male artists. I don't care if they are an author, a painter, a musical talent. There are a lot of women out there. I don't know if you want to call them groupies. I don't know. And I think that they try to position themselves to be that special one that's going to really, really capture the attention of an artist. I'm not going to say that a male artist, creative soul, cannot settle down with one woman. And when I speak about a lot of women, I'm not even speaking on an intimate sexual level. I think there is just something when it comes to male creative souls that women are drawn to. I don't get the impression from conversations I've had with female artists and creative souls that it's the same way in their direction. And I will have to tell you that, you know, I talk about the fact that I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to write a book. And one of my topics is going to be just this, that there are so many women that try to position themselves to be that one that the creative soul notices. And the male artists, you know, they got it pretty good. They've got it pretty good. Women will do a lot of things for creative men. They will pay for things. They will pay bills. They will pay for their needs when it comes to the music. They will let them live under their roof and give them a roof over their head. I mean, women will step up and do a lot of things for a creative soul. And I have seen so much drama behind the scenes, some, you know, out in the open, but behind the scenes when it comes to creative souls. I've even had women reach out to me and tell me about artists that I have worked with and this, that, you know, or even scream at me about it. And I'm like, okay, that has nothing to do with me. But, you know, and I've tried to have the conversation with some of the creative men as to what are their feelings about it. Now, you know, I know some that have just really kind of stepped away from accepting any of financial support from an artist, from a fan or a woman that's after them, because they realize that when the money comes into play, that it's like the woman claims an ownership on them. And so they do recognize that the females are the ones who are their consumers, that will buy the books, that will buy the music, that will support their shows, you know, and all of that. And so they keep it friendly. They keep it personable, maybe not as personal, just depending on what type of artist they are. You know, the communications can go in a variety of ways. Then there are other artists that do take advantage of the fact that, you know, females will step up and financially support who they are and what they do. and take it to a big extreme. And so, you know, I put out there last night online, you know, how many women does it take, you know, to support a creative male? And, you know, don't ever think that you're the only one, you know, because I hate to think when women think that they're the only one, you know, and that there's nobody else out there doing exactly what they're doing. If a creative soul has female fans all over the place, you never know. They may be traveling to those locations, you know, whatever it is. And so I definitely understand that whole concept of groupies, you know, and how people get so caught up in all of that. But again, I just don't see it with the female creative souls and having male, you know, groupies and all of that, you know, like I do. And I've seen pictures, man, ladies, once you put them pictures out there, you put those things in writing, they're out there. And some of the artists are sharing it and laughing about it. Or I've seen pictures, I've seen emails, I've seen text messages. And I feel sorry for some of you. I totally understand why you get caught up, but I feel sorry because, again, once you put that stuff out there, it is out there. And, you know, I really, really caution you for that. When I think about supporting creative souls, I think about what is the bottom line of it? What does the artist need to get out of the support, and what do I need to get out of supporting that artist? And I only support those that I really, really believe in. And there's a variety of ways of supporting, you know, from, you know, playing artist music online to reposting for them. You know who the ones are that I'm really have a connection with and really, really believe in. You know, even though I am a fan, I'm a supporter, I am a public figure when it comes to advocating for independent artists. You know, if there's somebody that I just really believe in supporting all the way out, I'll purchase their product. You know, even though I have the ability of getting it for free, I'll purchase it because I think that it's really important that when I talk about the fact that the artists need the financial support, you know, that I also do that too. Of course, I show my support in a variety of ways, you know, publicly, which, you know, people get paid for in promoting and marketing and all of that. You know, but, you know, even there are people that I will financially support with going to their shows, with purchasing their products, just because that is something that I feel very, very strongly about. So women, when you support a man, a creative soul, for whatever the reason is, really understand what it is. And if it's something that you can just say that you enjoy for that moment and for what it is at that moment and take it nowhere else, that's the best way of handling it. When you allow your money to come into play to try to capture a creative soul's attention, that is so, that's just not the way to do it. It really isn't the way to do it. You want a man to love you and want to be around you and be with you. Because you're a good person and because there's something about your spirit that draws them to you, not because of what you can do for them. So really, really think about that. I want to jump into some more music before I close out the show. I'm going to play Alone With You by Brian Christopher.
Don't know what to say or can't deny. You got me so caught up. I'm feeling you need. Yeah, baby. Don't wanna be selfish, girl. Just want you to see that you're beautiful in so many ways.
I just want you.
I want
to
you
know.
To know. When I see you, I gotta hold you closer in my arms and tell you all of me, the ends of my affections. Cause you're my life, my heart, my friend, my lover. You have taught me to express my feelings. Cause in the morning, girl, breakfast in bed, celebrate all we had, long days ahead. Cause you got me so caught up, I'm feeling your needs. Yes, and baby, don't wanna be selfish, girl, just want you. That you're beautiful in so many ways.
I just want you.
I want you to
know
that my love is true, babe.
Everything's
alright
when I'm alone.
Yeah, 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 alright, yeah.
I just want you.
about your dreams. Breathe a bigger song. I want to make them all come true just for you. Oh, oh yeah. Nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
Taiwan. So everybody I know now's holding the side on.
Across the county.
Maybe you communicate at a sidebar. Might get you shipped in a boxcar. Can we just all get along, have a drink together, watch the ladies wiggle to a song?
It's a war now,
even when I ain't going on. Clean my act up, no longer popping with the corn.
It's just a nightlife,
keep us hanging over in the morn.
So the hating is hate,
love what you want, ain't going.
We need love in a world where hate still reigns, and the children that have no peace. We need a hope in the heart of every man, dying to believe. I need a faith that will work.
All right, closing out today's show, I played Brian Christopher with Alone With You, going into Brian Copeland with Love Can Change the World, my boy Paris Escovedo with Latin Lady, and then Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Born Leader, and then my girl Yawande with War. I love music. I love supporting creative souls. There is nothing better than experiencing art. Can you even imagine what it would be like to not have art to, you know, experience every single day? I really cannot imagine it. I listen to music daily. I read things daily. I, you know, watch movies. I, you know, look out my window and look at God's creation and feel extremely blessed to have this experience. I love living in the Pacific Northwest. We're kind of like this untapped region of the United States. People know of us because of the Space Needle or Bill Gates, Paul Allen, now the Seahawks, you know, but we have some amazing creative souls, some great venues up here. So one of my goals is to work towards being able to bring some creative souls to the Pacific Northwest, and I'm really, really excited about potentially having that opportunity. I love the artists that I play here on Flavor Marlex Radio. I believe that they deserve support. So if you love what you're hearing, please support not only my show, but find the artists and support who they are online, and also take it a step further and purchase their music. If you have a question about who I might have played, I always put up my playlist on Facebook and on Twitter, but you can email me at radio@flavornews.com and I will let you know. So take care, God bless, enjoy this Saturday, and we meet here every Saturday at Flavor Coffee House. Have a great day.